Today's program has been brought to you by GreatBrewers.com, a social media marketing platform dedicated to promoting the world's great brewers and the beers they create. For more information, visit GreatBrewers.com.
Welcome to the Food Science Corner for Beginners with Meredith Hodenot. Today's topic, acids and bases.
In the name of science, I'm about to drink straight lemon juice. Wah! Whoa, that'll wake you up. That stuff is sour. But what is sour? What is it about lemon juice and vinegar that tickles the tongue? Today we're going to talk about the chemical source of sour, acids. The sour foods we eat are actually just a small part of a big family of chemicals called acids and bases. We need to go way down to the molecular level to see what makes these chemicals special. Most food molecules are covered in small atoms called hydrogens. They usually stay tightly bonded to the rest of the molecule. But acids have a special hydrogen that can easily pop off. It's these free-floating hydrogens that can make things taste sour. It only takes a few to do the trick. Lemon juice is only 1/1000th free hydrogens. Bases are the opposite of acids. They are hydrogen vacuums, sucking up any free hydrogens in their path. Bases taste bitter and gross, so we only use them with other ingredients in baking. The most common base in the kitchen is baking soda. Acids and bases are measured on a number line called the pH scale, which goes from 0 to 14. A pH of 0 is extremely acidic, like the acid in your stomach that breaks down food. On the other end, a pH of 14 is extremely basic. Things this basic are really nasty, like drain cleaner. Something with a pH of 7 is right in the middle. It's neither acidic nor basic, like plain old water. We can only eat things in the 4 to 8 range without getting sick. So what happens when you mix an acid and a base? You guessed it, explosion. The base sucks up all the extra hydrogen that popped off the acid. Together, they make a gas that sends bubbles exploding everywhere. To make your very own volcano, mix together some vinegar, an acid, and baking soda, a base, in a big bowl, and see what happens. Make sure to have some paper towels handy, because things could get messy. Volcanoes look really cool, but they sure don't taste good. We can harness the bubbly power of acids and bases to make some fluffy and delicious treats. Today, we're going to make sour milk biscuits. Before we get started, I need to quickly explain the difference between baking soda and baking powder. Baking soda is a pure base, but baking powder is a mixture of baking soda and a dry acid, with cornstarch in there to keep the two separated until it gets wet. Bakers use a combination of both baking soda and powder to control when the acid-base explosions happen in the batter. Prove it to yourself by splashing some water on a teaspoon of baking powder. What happens?
Now Meredith walks us through a recipe for delicious sour milk biscuits.
Get your ingredients ready.
For sour milk biscuits, you'll need 2 cups of flour, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, a half a teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 3/4 a teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of milk, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, and 8 tablespoons of melted butter, cooled slightly. First, preheat the oven to 475 degrees. Next, mix together the milk and vinegar to make the sour milk. This will provide the acid for the biscuits. The sour milk will begin to form little white specks and clumps. In another bowl, mix together all the dry ingredients. You know, the flour, sugar, and salt, as well as our bases, the baking soda and powder. Now it's time to bring everything together. Add the melted butter to the soured milk. Then add all that to the dry ingredients. Stir it all up until everything comes together. But don't overstir or else you'll get tough biscuits. Line a baking sheet with a piece of parchment paper and scoop out the biscuit dough into 12 blobs. Bake in the oven for 12 to 14 minutes or until the tops of the biscuits are crisp and brown. In the oven, the baking soda and powder react with the vinegar and the sour milk. They make bubbles, just like the volcano, that get trapped in the dough. This makes your biscuits puff up like a balloon. I'm Meredith Hodnot for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanks for listening.